Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Weddings are such happy days, days filled with optimism and hope. And yet, every one of us knows the other side of that story. Almost half of those couples who started out with flowers, rings, and promises to be together for life at some point will end in a courtroom with lawyers, paperwork, and bitterness. But why does this happen? How does a couple go from the inexpressible joy of the wedding day to the unspeakable grief of divorce? The fundamental problem is Satan and sin. Divorce is the devil's work. Someone is listening to the devil, and we need to say that more often. But how does he lead us into this trap? I suppose there are a lot of ways to answer that question, but let me begin where I suspect Satan begins, in the mind, with some lies he tells us about our marriages. Today on our program, I want to expose Satan's lies for what they are, myths that will destroy our marriage. I want us to answer these myths from the Bible. I want us to answer them in a way that none of us will be tempted to delude ourselves with one of these lies. What are some of the myths about marriage that Satan wants us to believe? Myth number one, I married the wrong person. Some people believe there is literally one person that God intends for them to marry. Perhaps you have heard some people talk about finding their soulmate. They believe that there is this one person out there that they naturally fit with, like two puzzle pieces. And when they find that person, marriage will be natural and easy. But here's the problem. What happens when this woman who thinks she's found her soulmate begins to have some trouble getting along with him? Maybe they find themselves angry with each other over money, or how to raise the kids, or unsatisfied with intimacy. What happens when those problems become very serious and they cannot seem to work them out? Many conclude that the problem is not with their behavior, but with their choice. I married the wrong person. This wasn't my soulmate. In fact, they convince themselves that the situation is hopeless because I'm just with the wrong person. We will never be compatible. But this idea that there's only one person I'm supposed to marry is a myth. The Bible never says that we have a soulmate or that God has planned for us to marry one specific person. The Bible never teaches us how to go out and find that one right person. Instead of focusing on finding that one right person, the Bible focuses on being that right person in marriage. The Bible is filled with instructions on how men and women ought to behave in marriage. For example, Ephesians 5:22 says, "Wives are to submit to their own husbands as to the Lord, and they are to respect their husbands," verse 33. Ephesians 5:25 says that husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. In verse 28 it says, husbands are to love their own wives as their own bodies. When two people are committed to God's will for their life, they can make their marriage work and work well. When choosing a spouse, what's far more important than how they fit eHarmony's 29 dimensions of compatibility, it is how devoted they are to Jesus Christ. You get that, and you've got what matters most. Well, let's look at myth number two. Our problems can't be fixed. Most of us know very little about the inner workings of other marriages. Now, we may know a little about a few people who are very close to us, but for most people, we don't know what their marriages are really like. But appreciate that this fact can sometimes leave us with a wrong perspective on the problems in our own marriage. Since we don't know what is happening with others, it's easy to believe that our problems are unique, are uniquely bad. Have you ever felt that way? that no other couple must face what you face in your marriage, or no one else has problems like we do? Well, the reality is that this just isn't so. Did you realize that other couples argue with each other? Did you realize that these arguments can get really nasty and go on for days sometimes? Did you realize that some couples cannot agree about how to spend money and have really big issues with debt? Many couples are surprised to learn that lots of married people face the same struggles they do. The danger of this myth is that when we allow ourselves to believe that our problems are unique or uniquely bad, it can make us pessimistic about our ability to solve them. People decide that their problems are just too big to be fixed. But let me be plain, this is a myth. To believe it reflects a lack of faith in God. God certainly knew that married couples would go through struggles. He did not leave us to our own devices to figure out these problems. His Word gives us guidance to help with every problem in marriage. For example, where there is conflict, the Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15, verse 1. Now, what if one mate decided to consistently follow this biblical instruction? Think of what that would do with the problem of conflicts in the marriage. Where there are money problems because of debt, the Bible says, be ye free from the love of money, content with such things as ye have. Hebrews 13, verse 5. If each one in the marriage would abide by this instruction, they would not be getting deep into debt and having the money problems they have. You see, the Bible gives us answers to our problems. No married couple on the planet is facing a problem too big for God. People who bail out of their marriage because the challenges are too big soon discover that they have to deal with those same issues in the next. Every married couple faces problems, and most of the time the same problems. Rather than quitting, we need to look to God to help us. If we will put our trust in Him and do what He says, we can overcome any challenge. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Now some will hear all of this and say, well, that's all fine if you are both Christians, but... And then this leads us to our next myth, and that is, my unbelieving spouse makes my situation hopeless. You know, some believe that they cannot make their marriage work because their partner will not agree on the ground rules. Their partner has no interest in God or the Bible. He scoffs at God's will for marriage and refuses to be the person God calls upon him to be. As a result, the believing spouse is convinced that she is in a hopeless situation. She believes it is impossible to fix what is wrong in their marriage because her spouse will not cooperate. Well, while this is certainly a difficult spot for a Christian to be in, it is a myth to say that this situation is hopeless. It is not. The Bible speaks to this problem. In 1 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2, Peter says to wives, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct, accompanied by fear. There are two things I want you to note in this passage. First, in verse 1, Peter says that they may be won by the conduct of their wives. An unbelieving spouse can be won, can be turned to the Lord. This situation, then, is not hopeless. And second, the path to winning them begins not with constant badgering, but godly behavior. Notice Peter says, they may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Sometimes Christians who find themselves married to an unbeliever make a critical mistake. They allow their unbelieving spouse to drag them down to their level. If their spouse treats them harshly and says hurtful things to them, they respond with the same. If their spouse will not fulfill God's will for this marriage, then they will not do their part. Not only does this not work, but God required the opposite. The believer must act like a believer in his marriage. Some will wonder if doing all of this will guarantee that an unbelieving spouse will come around and become a Christian. Well, of course, there are no guarantees. However, allowing an unbeliever to drag us down to their level, allowing a marriage to be dominated by ungodly behavior, certainly will not work. Our best hope is to be the person God wants us to be. And then myth number 4, divorce will make me happy. Some become convinced of this. Their marriages are filled with conflict that leaves them bitter and tired. They decide that the only way to stop the pain and be happy is to cut themselves off from this other person who is the source of all their grief. They believe that divorce will make them happy. Even some disciples believe this so strongly that they will go against what they know God says and get a divorce anyway. But it is still a myth. How do we know that? Well, first of all, because God says not to do it. Jesus said, "Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." Matthew 19, verse 6. In verse 9 of this same passage, Jesus said, "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced, commits adultery." Malachi 2, verse 16 says that God hates divorce. One who divorces his mate for some other reason besides sexual immorality and remarries may find some temporary pleasure, but it is only temporary. You see, God's commands are rooted in His perfect knowledge of human beings and His love for us. His law is for our good. Read 1 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12. So, when God says, "Do not divorce," it is because getting a divorce will not be good for us. It is not good for our society. And second, we can see that this is true by taking the time to notice what is happening around us. There are marriage counselors who at one time encouraged couples to be liberated from troubled marriages and get divorced. But they have seen the damage divorce has caused in the lives of these couples and in the lives of their children. They are now saying that divorce is not that good. Many who have divorced their mates are now saying that if they had only known how awful divorce would be, they would have stuck it out and made their marriage work. Divorce is not the solution. It is not the source of happiness people imagine it to be. Well, what then is the option for people in a troubled marriage? Well, get back to God's Word. Become the person that God wants you to be. Do the hard work to build your relationship according to His plan. Our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. That's FIDNET.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect.
Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.